vastly inferior. That simple fact is plainly obvious to see. We're gonna kick your collective posterior.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. It is the day after a Packer game, so that means that we are doing Packers Pundit Playback when we invite someone who knows a lot more about the Packers than I do to come give us their feedback and their thoughts and analysis on the game. I do have my thoughts, but today we are joined by Bart Winkler, who is the host of the Bart Winkler Show on the Blue Wire Podcast Network. Bart, in studio.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I want to hear your thoughts first.
I thought the good was the defense.
Yes, very
and
good.
And special teams.
They were pretty good, too.
Was basically, I mean, because otherwise it was a very low-scoring game.
It was.
And I thought, I think I tweeted out at the end of the game, like, thank you, Devondre Campbell, for that
big play
at the end. Because it was one of those things where I was watching the game, but I was also trying to get work done. And being up 14-3 for most of the game, then all of a sudden I was like, how did this happen? Like, how are we at the brink of overtime?
I can tell you how it happened. How it happened is, that is your Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
That's what it's been. For years, I don't know if it's a Matt LaFleur era thing or if it's an Aaron Rodgers era thing, but it does seem like, as I was following along on Twitter and everything and then talking about it with people after, is the word everybody came up with was predictable. Like, you knew at 14-3, they're up 14-3, and then Aaron Jones fumbles, and it was inches away from being 21-3, but you knew then, okay, this is going to be a game where Packers don't score for a while, and Brady will have a chance at the end to do his magic, and that's exactly what happened. And I think it's very frustrating for a lot of people, because when you look at how good the defense played and the special teams, like you said, the offense, we know they're better than that. And I don't know if it's do they have a play that happens and then they freak out about it, and is it a mental thing? We bring that up because that's something Robert Tonyan said last year, the tight end. He said, we get to this point, but then something bad happens, and then we don't think we can do it anymore. And that is very strange at that level, I think, but it's something you can overcome. Packers haven't seemed to be able to overcome it. You saw the drop in week one.
Yeah.
Where there was a drop right away, first play. Packers didn't seem like they were mentally apt to finish that game, and it looked like it happened again on Sunday. So that might be a part of it. I don't know if they were just trying to play conservative or if they had a lot of faith in their defense, but the way that game was going, 14-12, it should have been a lot better. But on the other side of that, you went into Tampa Bay, a road game, a tough place. Rodgers, you can call it a house of horrors, and we do, but you got a road win and you're 2-1. So tough game, could have been better, could have been a lot worse. We'll take the win.
That I saw someone tweet about that later. Is like, will you take the win even when it's ugly, or are you gonna, if we're out of principle, will you just give the no one ever will,
every win?
Yes,
is good.
Every win you're gonna take, no matter how ugly.
There are a lot of teams winning a lot worse ways already in the NFL. It's been a crazy year, so
yeah. Someone was saying that like, who's still undefeated? It's like the three teams you would not expect to still be undefeated. Not that 3-0 is.
Dolphins are. The Eagles are, and then the Giants are, and they play tonight. So, yeah, you don't expect those teams at this point. I think what's crazy, I think the NFL has, you know, they've been around for 100 years, but they have, over time, figured out exactly how to get the most raw and dramatic and pure, like, entertainment that we have. The noon games yesterday, right before the Packer games, there's always, like, that fourth quarter where we call it the witching hour in football, because it's like teams that were winning are going to lose, teams that were losing are going to win. And it's been like that every week, where teams are up 15 points, 2 minutes left, and they lose. And the NFL, with all their rule tweaks, and there's rules on top of rules, and then there's close games, and then there's, it just seems like they have perfected what it's like to have a perfect sports league. And that's why, even with numbers for everything going down, because everything's so saturated, the NFL won't, because that's the one thing I think collectively we still get into.
Oh, that's interesting. So you think it's calculated?
I think that the NFL knows how to get the most drama out of their product. If you ever watch somebody, I want to watch the NFL with someone who's never seen the NFL before, and then try to explain it to them. It's almost like learning a different language, because the rules that I mean, there'll be a play 1 year in the preseason, and then they'll make a rule about it, so it never happens again. But then that rule leads something else to happen, so then they make a rule about that. So it's like there's rules on top of rules. There was a play last night in the game where they were trying to have a touchback and down a punt at the goal line, and the ball had crossed the goal line in the Denver-San Francisco game. It was technically still in the field of play, but if a player had the ball and it crossed the line, it would have been a touchdown. So they create rules that do create chaos and do create controversy and do create talking points, so that when a game ends on Sunday, you have the whole week and there's enough to talk about the whole week. I mean, I could come in here on Friday and probably talk as fresh about a Sunday game than I can today, just because of that's how good they've crafted their product.
Well, and there's so many of you who do this job. I always think about that as I've been trying to find people to come in for this. As like, there's a lot of you who it's your job to analyze the team, the sport, the league.
And there's a lot of people that pretend it's their job, like currently I'm doing right now on my podcast. But yeah, it's because it's a big industry, because a lot of people, you know, want it. We, in the sports radio world, everybody takes off in the summer. Nobody takes off from September through January, because we can say what we want, you know, about, all sports are great and basketball and the Bucs is great and then the Brewers are great. But when it's Packers season, you get people that you never thought even were part of your audience that will listen to sports radio because football is that dominant.
Absolutely. Well, we're talking to Bart Winkler on Packers Pundit Playback. And so pull your mic just a little bit closer for me.
Should know that.
It was your first time in this studio. So, you know, there's a little idiosyncrasies about each place. But the big thing, even though he didn't play the whole game, but obviously seeing David Bakhtiari back, good news.
Good news. He was highly rated. Pro Football Focus is this place that rates everybody based on their determination, whatever. But they said he was the highest rated offensive lineman for the Packers that game. He obviously didn't play the whole game. This is a guy that's been hurt for like 2 years.
I know.
I remember on New Year's Eve of, it was 2020, that's when they were practicing, and that's when I saw it on my phone. And it's really been since then that he's been able to play for a long time. I think the problem in these last 2 years for fans is we kept getting like, he's going to play. Mm-hmm. You know, so he didn't play in the playoffs in 2020. The Packers ended up losing to Tampa. And then the next year, it was like, all right, he's coming back week one. No. It'll be like week eight. Okay. Nah, it'll be like week nine. No, he's not going to come back to the last week of the season. What? And then he came back last week of the season, got hurt again. Then didn't play. Then this offseason, he said, it's not even my knee injury anymore. It's other stuff. Other stuff. So we didn't know what's going on there. So finally, just to see him back there, and there was a picture going around of Rodgers and David embracing in the locker room, and it is good to have him back because they do need that kind of protection. I think you saw in week one, the Vikings were getting into Rodgers a little quicker than they would anticipate because two of their guys, Elton Jenkins, the other one, they were both out that game. So every position matters. We talk about Rodgers so much. We talk about Aaron Jones so much. Talk about the receivers. But a lot of times it does come down to that offensive line. And the difference between not having David Bakhtiari and having a even recovering David Bakhtiari is massive. So it was good to see him yesterday for sure.
Bart, I want you to clarify something for me. There was a lot of talk about rookie Romeo Doubs yesterday and what a great game he had. And afterwards, everyone kept saying what strong hands he has and what good hands he has. Is that just not another way of saying he's good at catching things?
Yeah. But we need terms. You know, if you have a guy that's fast, he's not fast, he's a burner. You know, you got to have different terms. I think I'm glad you brought up Romeo Doubs because he was the leading receiver.
Yeah.
And the receiving position is going to be very interesting and heavily talked about with no Devontae Adams. But he's a rookie, not their first rookie they drafted. That was Christian Watson, didn't play yesterday. He's the burner on the team. And so Doubs is this guy who they draft in the fourth round from Nevada. They don't, you know, that's not as big of a school as some of these other ones, so we don't know much about him when he gets drafted here unless you stay up late and watch a lot of college football, which even though I do, I didn't know much about this guy. But he just has a... I would say he's got good hands. He's got good, strong hands, if I'm describing him. And what I thought was great to see over the course of the game was Rodgers kept going back to him. A lot of times when Rodgers has young receivers, there's a, does he not trust these guys? Can these guys, what did they do to, you just have to be good. I mean, some of these guys that have come through, Jake Kumerow and Jeff Janis and Jared Aberderis, they had a hard time getting trust with Aaron Rodgers. Or they weren't that good, and Rodgers didn't want to throw to him. So this Dobbs guy, and he's got great speed after the catch. He does a lot of stuff like that. So that is a big, big piece of this puzzle. Again, to make up for Davante Adams, that's 120-some catches. That's off the table, but I think eventually the Packers will figure out how the receiving stuff works. To get that game, week three already of Dobbs' young career, I think that was great. That
was huge. It was eight receptions in total?
I think eight, yeah.
Yeah, so that was a great game. Especially because, I mean, not that I have enough time to really follow up on what's happening on other teams. It's enough for me to know what's going on with the Packers. But Devontae's not having... Devontae without Rodgers is not the same Devontae.
Had a very good week one.
Okay.
And then week two, he scored but had two catches. And then yesterday for the Raiders, they threw to some other guy named Mac Hollins a bunch and Darren Waller. And Devontae, who was the primary weapon here, and it looked like Rodgers might have focused too much on Devontae here, his old college buddy, his old college quarterbacks now, who he's with on the Raiders, Derek Carr, it's almost like he's, you know, sometimes when you know you want to target a guy, you target them less, but then you overcompensate for it. Like, yeah, I don't want to throw it too much. So then you don't throw it to him barely at all. So, yeah, statistically, much worse for Devontae. And also, the Raiders, the team he's on, they're 0-3, and they're the worst team in the league right now. So right now, early returns, not a great move from Devontae.
Not a great decision, but, no. You know, hindsight, always 20-20.
Yes.
So what, going back to where we started as far as the defense and special teams, which for so long has felt like the missing link in Packers football, being kind of what saved us yesterday, to not be too dramatic. What were the
I like that you said us.
What do you mean?
I know, but so in sports radio, I'm a wee guy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an owner, okay?
I'm also an owner.
Good.
Do you put it on your LinkedIn profile?
I will. I will have to.
No, I think you should. I think it's a good, it's an important
but
distinction.
But even without being an owner, for if you follow a team like this, you can say we, you can say us, you can say...
Do you mean because as a sports talk radio guy, you're trying to be agnostic?
Some in the business think that you should be agnostic. Some think that, were you out there wearing a jersey? I think it's a greater good. I think it's the greater whole. So I like that you said us.
Well, this is a show called As Goes Wisconsin, so I think it's pretty obvious that we're part of the part of Packers Nation.
Absolutely. The defense was huge. The special teams was much better. This game was very familiar to the way that the Packers lost in the playoffs to the Niners.
Yeah.
Although in that game, the special teams was atrocious. In this game, it was much, much better. So maybe that was just a small difference. But yeah, I think that with their new special teams coordinator, things will be a lot better there. And I really feel like this defense is going to be very special. Rashawn Gary had a sack again. Mm-hmm. He's their linebacker. That's three weeks, three sacks for him. And then that fast rookie, Quay Walker, number 7, he brings them something at the inside linebacker position that that's been like the kind of guy they've been missing for 15 years because they always go out of their way to like not get a guy like that. You watch some of these other teams and they've got athletes, man. They're rushing to the ball. They like have a presence. Our linebackers for the last 10, 15 years were not like that. Finally, they have a guy that's like that, and I think that excited a lot of people too.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to go take a break right now. But when we come back, Bart Winkler will still be here for Packers Pundit Playback. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Wolf team, wolf suckers with defeat. That theory's backed up by empirical evidence. We're going to grind up your guys into burger meat. Again, of course, we're speaking in the figurative sense. What's the use of even going through the motions when you know that you're going to lose anyhow? So what? Save us all.
Video killed the radio star. Video
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are doing Packers Pundit Playback because it is a day after a Packers game. So our guest today is Bart Winkler, who is the host of the Bart Winkler Show on the Blue Wire Podcast Network.
We're seven podcasts in, by the way.
Seven podcasts in.
Yeah, brand new show. Apple and Spotify.
How different is podcast from radio?
The show that I'm doing is about the same as what I was doing on the radio. It's just a lot less work.
Less work?
Yeah.
Why is it less work? I'm interested.
So normally during a Packer game, if I had to do a four-hour show on it the next day, I would be taking notes. I mean, watching the game with me became miserable.
I'm sure.
For my wife. I'm taking notes. You know, my son's crying. I'm like, get him out of here. I must be taking notes.
This is my job.
And she's like, but you're on your phone. I'm like, I'm also tweeting. I have to tweet during this too. Do you have to? I feel like I do. So it's very, I feel like, you know, it's a four-hour show the next day, so you feel like you got to know everything, and callers call in. It's like, you can't, they you got to know more than them, but you don't. So then the podcast, that's just like, all right, well, let's talk for 45 minutes about the game. It's less work, but I think that it's getting good traction. It's just, it's different. You know, instead of going into a radio station and having equipment in front of you, it's like, I'm testing out microphones and this one doesn't work. I got to send it back to Amazon and this one. It's fun, but we got seven episodes in. I think I said nine. I overshot that. It's about seven. So Apple and Spotify and all those. But that's the life right now.
That's the life.
It's so interesting to me, Bart. People are so passionate when they talk sports. I mean, the amount of anger and emotion and the various arguments, I don't know that I could argue that much about anything.
Yeah, okay, so sometimes it does really get down into, like, the weeds. I mean, some of the things I argue with about the Brewers, about should they have bunted there, or who should be the fifth starter. But that's it gets an audience. I mean, there's a bunch of sports radio stations in Milwaukee for a reason. So it does get an audience. But I think it is something. I told my wife yesterday, I misheard her. And my response was, outside of you and our son, the NFL means more to me than anything. This is like, I live for it. She goes, no, I saw a commercial. I was wondering, because they're going to play in London next week. There's going to be the Vikings and Saints, I think. And she said, I was wondering if people in England care about football. And now you've just admitted that your family's barely ahead. I've never heard you talk so passionately about us the way you talk about the NFL. But it is. I don't know if it's the community thing or if it's, you know, something to root for, if it's just something that we grow up with and becomes a part of our daily lives. But yeah, there is a lot of anger, Jane, but there's a lot of joy. All right. So when the Bucks won the championship.
Oh yeah.
That I don't know that I'll ever, I mean, just the way that the city embraced it, I don't know that I'll ever have like a 2-month run. It was 2 months. It was 2 months of playoffs and back and forth, up and down, injuries, adversity, and then to see the city gather the way it did. So yes, there's a lot of joy, but then if you look at, there's too much anger, because after every game this season, you can go online the next day and type in, like, where was the game yesterday? Miami. Miami fans fight. You'll find video. Las Vegas fans fight. You'll find video. And sometimes it's fans fighting fans of their own, wearing the same clothes. So it's just, there is a lot of passion.
There's also usually a lot of alcohol involved. I would imagine that most of those fights aren't fought sober.
No, I didn't get in one. But I saw one building once that I was involved in when I went to Packers Dallas.
Okay.
I went to a game a few years ago.
In Dallas or in Green Bay? Okay.
And the Packers have 13 world championships since the start of the NFL. They have 4 Super Bowls because the Super Bowl started in the 60s. The Cowboys have less championships but 5 Super Bowls.
Okay.
So a Cowboy fan was talking to me about how we're a better team than you all time. And I said, well, we have 13 championships. We have 5 Super Bowls. You only have 4. I understand, but 13 is more than 5. Those don't count. And I was getting so mad with him. You know, holding on to the beer, and
it's shaking. It's starting to spill because your Hulk's just being contained.
So some of these fights that you will see start over the dumbest thing possible. Like, is 13 greater than 5? We almost fought about that.
Fair. Yeah. I mean, because it's just math. You're like, this is...
Yeah, I was arguing
2
math.
Plus 2 is not 5.
And I would have gotten a fist fight to defend math.
All right, well, my last question then is, why did people start freaking out, but, you know, Pat McAfee tweeted out Aaron Rodgers' post-game interview of him seeing something on the Jumbotron. Like, why was that such a big deal?
Yeah, apparently he figured out what Brady wanted to do, and because it's Rodgers, everything's a big deal.
Everything needs to be interpreted.
Yes, and Rodgers likes that.
He does, right? Like, this is, it's funny because sometimes now that I have a show, it's like, how much do we play into analyzing and interpreting all of his little quirks? Because one, it's kind of low hanging fruit content to. It's like the
but
thing.
But it's hard not to eat that fruit.
Right, exactly. But people also love it. And so what responsibility do we have as people who commentate on this thing to be like, I'm not going to give him the attention that he wants, but everyone wants to give him that attention.
I'm at the point where from 3:25 to 6:30 on Sundays, he's one of my favorite humans.
Is he?
And the other 162 hours of the week, I don't like him. But he's better than our last quarterback, which is stealing from the poor.
Which I'm actually, because we did a whole, I went on a rant one day when that first happened, because I had assumed that he was not going to lose any of his contracts, and it sounds like he's starting to, which is...
After a lot of pressure.
Good. But I was going to be so furious if he just kept all of his gigs being a football analyst and giving his opinion after he literally broke federal law by stealing from poor people, and we were just going to be like, whatever. Let's see what you have to say.
Yeah, so, you know, when I get mad about Rodgers, I got to remember, I'm mad that, a guy might have had drugs in his 30s for the first time, and he's pretending like he's 17 and telling all his friends he's not defrauding the welfare system. I got to remember that.
Or beating,
keep it in perspective.
Or beating his wife, or, you know, sexually harassing women or assaulting women.
Yeah, a lot of NFL players do a lot of bad things. They also, some give to charities and some are nice.
Some are great.
Yeah.
Some are great. All right, Bart Winkler. Well, where can people find you and your show?
Well, episode 8 drops tomorrow of the Bart Winkler Show. It'll be on Spotify, Apple, and now I'm one of these guys that say wherever you get your podcast, which I'm thrilled about. So, yeah, you like podcasts, type in my name. Make sure it's the show I'm currently doing and not the show I used to be doing.
And you're on Twitter.
At Winks Thinks.
Winks Thinks.
Yes.
All right, Bart Winkler, thank you so much for joining us for Packers Pundit Playback. I'm sure we'll have you back before the end of the season.
Good. Go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go. This is As Goes Wisconsin.